RadioArchives.com presents Domino Lady, Volume 3, read for you by Paul Curtis. Domino Lady, Volume 3, is one of the many audiobooks available from RadioArchives.com.
Unbalanced by Adam Mudman Bezickney. The Domino Lady thought to herself, "You know, it never is a good idea to have a gunfight in a cave. First of all, there was really only one direction in which to go. Second, and more pressingly, guns were loud. To hear the stone sing back to her the tune of her glinting silver 22 was a cacophony beyond reckoning. Still, if she didn't take her shot, there was no way she was going to catch her quarry. What a predicament! The woman up ahead of her, the brunette called Janice Smart, lived up to her name and packed her ears with earplugs. She was the boldest jewel thief the Domino Lady had ever set herself to. The young lithe blonde did not miss a beat in charging after the dark-haired woman. At her feet was the soft sand of the beach cave she'd followed Smart into. The gun blast she unleashed lit the way, but only for a moment. Even with the pain searing in her ears and the darkness ahead of her, she kept on, like a bloodhound made hominid. She'd been in this business too long for a little pain and a little dark to make a fool out of her. Smart had worn her earplugs for a reason. She was shooting back at her pursuer. The Domino Lady was also quite accustomed to evading bullets at this point, but in such a tight-hugging space, it was a hard feat to pull off. She just had to count on Lady Luck. And while they were old friends, Lady Luck was never kind even to her closest friends. She let off a silent prayer nonetheless, banking on their sharing of a noble title to stand in for a favor. It turned out Luck liked other ladies, as every bullet was nothing but a zing and a rush of wind. She only wondered when they were going to run out of cave. There were so many questions ringing in her head, along with the tinnitus. Why was Smart so desperate to get away with the jewels she'd taken that she was willing to shoot at her? Why had she abstained from using weapons in her previous robberies? What was she possibly hoping to achieve by leading her into this cave? A possible answer to that last question was that it made for easy disposal of the body. If this passage kept going, it probably opened up into pits somewhere. Maybe Smart was a secret killer. Maybe she just hid the bodies of those she killed, and that's why she was never suspected of murder. The only way for the Domino Lady to find out would be to catch her. As she predicted, the cavern opened up. Another gunshot confirmed they were now roaming in a wider room. The orange light of Smart's gun revealed there were hidden perils of this fresh space, including several of the prophesied pits. It was almost suicide to keep going, but the Domino Lady had never failed yet. The woman behind the black mask, who stared out through the vigilante's eyes, had to remember that. Ellen Patrick was the delight of parties, but she never forgot the thrum of hunting criminals, like the criminals who had killed her father. If there was even a slight chance that Janice Smart was a killer, she would be put down like the mad dog she was. For what she'd done already, she'd leave in handcuffs at the very least. The pouch of the top of her sheer black garter contained her trademark syringe of knockout drugs, but it didn't have a flashlight. Something to remember for future cases, then. But in the dark, she heard the click of a pistol dead ahead, a sign of the emptiness of the burglar's gun. Then, faintly, Smart cursed. Those noises revealed where she was, and with this opportunity ahead of her, the Domino Lady dove in with the precision of a homing missile. Her tight body smacked hard against warm flesh. Nails struggled against her flesh in the dark. Then those nails were joined by teeth. Stifling a grunt of pain, the Domino Lady reeled back, and Smart shoved her off onto the hard stone. Then she was back on her feet.